The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Chabad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
There was an organization that held a very large fundraising lottery. It was a cash prize, I believe, of $100,000 to the winner. There was a lot of hype, and there was a lot of build-up to the big event. When finally the big day came, the hype was tremendous, the excitement, the build-up, and finally the head of the organization took all the tickets out of his pocket and out of his briefcases and wherever he had the tickets, put them into a hat, called up one of the prestigious members of the community to actually make the drawing. One can imagine the thrill and the celebration of the winner, $100,000. Later on that evening, when the head of the organization was at home after the event was over, he put his hand in his pocket and took out a piece of paper. As you can imagine, this piece of paper was a lottery ticket, a sole lottery ticket of one of the participants who had bought a ticket, had purchased a ticket, and did not make it into the goyrel, did not make it into the hat. This ticket had been forgotten inside of the Rosh HaMoset's pocket. The head of the organization immediately called his Rav, asked him what he should do, and the Rav said that since not every single one of the participants, of the people who were supposed to be in the girl, were in the girl, they have to do it again. It was very hard for him to make the phone call, but the head of the organization called up the winner and told him the bad news. The winner's had an idea. He said, don't worry about it, I'll take care of everything. He called this guy, the person whose name was on the ticket, and he said, this is the story. I won. Your name was not in the goyrel at all. Let's strike a deal. I'll give you $25,000. If we do the goyrel again, we do that hagrola, the lottery again, the chances of you winning anything are very, very small. The chances of me winning anything are very small. I'll give you $25,000. I'll take $75,000. And we'll both be winners. To which this individual subsequently agreed, and they had a deal. Now, unfortunately, this little deal that they made, may not be according to halacha. I'll reference the Gemara in today's daf and a spinoff and another sugya in the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara today on La Flamentes at Beis brings down the Maisa of Mori Bar Esak. Mori Bar Esak had, all of a sudden, after his relative, his father was Nifter, and he received a large Yerusha, a brother showed up from Bechuzoi, from Medina Sayam. Amale Ploigli, I would like you to split the Yerusha with me. And the Gemara goes on to explain that it's not so poshit, what kind of raya you have to bring that you're his brother. And if he has to split it, and when he has to split it, the Gemara in Bava Basra, and Daf Kuf Vav Amid Bey, discusses another halacha that has relevance to a brother showing up from Medina's Hayam. And the Gemara reads as follows, Itmar, Shnei Achim Shecholku. There's a father who died, left over Yerusha, and two sons split up the entire Yerusha. Ubolahem Ach Mi Medina's Hayam. And all of a sudden, one day, a brother shows up from Medina Sayyam, and he wants to be involved, he wants to get a third of the Yerusha, of the portion. The question is the entire chalukah, the entire division of the estate, is it batel or not? Machlekes, Rav Amar batel machlekes. The entire estate, the entire division is batel, and they have to start over from the beginning. Ushmuel Amar mekamtzin. And Shmuel says, that we take from each side and we develop and we develop a third portion for this brother. And we will explain in the Hemshech of this year what exactly it means. Before we go any weiter, I would like to bring to light a now famous tshuva from the Chavos Yoyer. That the Chavos Yoyer had a situation very similar to the situation we mentioned, the story, the case study that we mentioned in the beginning of the Shia. The Chavos Yoyer is in Simen Samach Aleph. And he says, "B'chabura loim demetli," there was a chabur of people who learned by me, studied by me, and they were sadu, they were on Purim. There were 12 balabatim. And b'toiv libam bayayim b'mei Purim, and they were under the influence and in a very good mood, they made a goyro for a silver kois, a silver cup. And the goyro went as follows. They had two pots, they had two hats, so to speak. In each hat, they were to put 12 papers. In one hat, it was 12 papers, and each one had a name of one of the people in the goyro. And the second hat had 12 pieces of paper, and one of those 12 pieces of paper said on it, Mazel Tov. And they were going to have a child go to each hat, to both hats, and pick one out from this hat, and one out from the other hat. And whoever's name was going to coincide with the word Mazel Tov was going to be the winner. Surprisingly enough, one of the first couple of tickets that were pulled out from the hats already had a Mazel Tov, and one unassuming participant decided to figure out what was going on, and he realized instead of now there being 11 tickets in the pot, there were only 10, which means that there were only 11 Mazel Tov tickets put into the second hat. And he wanted to be mevatel girl. He wanted to undo everything. Says the Chavos Yoyer, but that wasn't all. Another thing happened. After they looked at the tickets, they realized that one of the people who were supposed to be involved in the lottery, his ticket never made it in. Exactly like our story. And the person who won, the winner, went over to this individual and said, "You know what? Al dover zeh, shayichotza bikesh hazrich lefasha," he wanted to make a pshara and to settle with the person who was left out. He wanted to give him arba, four of coins of those days, and the person wasn't happy to accept it. He knew his chances were that he wouldn't win again, that he wouldn't win, so he would accept this, a bird in the hand, and he would be very happy to get four coins for his compliance and his agreement. And the question was, do the other people who definitely were not winners, do they have a right to undo the whole thing? Says the Chavos Yoyer from the Gemara that we mentioned, we have a raya from the Gemara that we mentioned above the Basra, that there's a machlokes over there, machlokes Rav and Shmuel. If a third brother comes from Medina Sayyam after the Chalukah, they made a Chalukah, each brother took half, and the third brother shows up on the scene. Is the machlokes bottle or not? Rav says it's bottle, that you have to do the whole thing again, and Shmuel says that it's not bottle, and that you mekabtzin, you're allowed to be mekabtzin, we'll see what mekabtzin means. Says the Chavos Yoyer, that we paskin like Rav. Rav holds that the whole chalukah is bottle, the whole division is bottle, and we start from the beginning. And Shmuel says, no, we were able to keep this chalukah alive. Says Taisus, b'shem the Ri, that what's it talking about? It's talking about the cases that, let's say, there's three fields. In the first chalukah, in the first division, Reuven, one brother, got a field and a half, and Shimon got a field and a half. Shows up Levi, shows up the third brother, and now they have to do it again. So they make three more tickets, and they make a new goyro. They put three tickets inside, and the new brother picks out the ticket first. And lo and behold, he picks out the soda of that field that was split between Reuven and Shimon. So technically, Reuven can tell Shimon that I would like, let's keep this going. Why should we make the whole chalukah again? Why should we make the whole gairel again? Let's give Levi this field that we split down the middle. I'll take my field, you take yours. I'm very happy with my field. Shimon says, no, I wanted your field. And although you won the first hagrel and you won the first lottery, I want to do the whole thing again. And that's where the machlokes Rav and Shmuel is, who's right. Do we say that since we can be mekayim this goyro partially, And Reuben will stay with the sada that he owns, and Shimon will stay with the sada that he got. And we can give Levi the half that was split. We can each give him the half that was split. Reuben wants to keep that chalukka going. And that's the sheet of Shmuel. The sheet of Shmuel is mekamtzin. We're mekamets. We take and we try to stretch the original gairal, the original chalukka. And Rav says no. Bottle on achloike. Says the Chavetz Chaim a very interesting thing. That when it comes to lottery tickets, he says, Re'inu min ha-Torah min ha-Neviim min ha-Ksuvim. We see all over the Chumash, the Tanakh, that there were different types of goyrolois, of lotteries of choosing. We see in Bamidbar, Benigea, the Chalukah of Eretz Yisrael, and we see in many other cases, we see by Haman of Russia that he made a goyrol. And he says that the reason why we find that our forefathers, the Avos, were made goyrolois, is because in the Korva Dovar, Shema Goyrol Kehoigen, if the goyrol is done properly, Yi Dobek Boy Hashkocha El Yoino, Kimoi Shenemar Hevei Tomin. That whenever the goyrol is done properly, there's a special Hashkocha from a Shemayim that the real winner is supposed to, who's supposed to get it, will actually get it. Masha Enkin Ma Goyrol Makulkul. If the goyrol has a mistake, if the lottery, the drawing has a problem with it, you cannot bring any indication that the one who won was really supposed to have won, because the girl was warped, the girl was fixed, or the girl had a problem with it. So therefore, the girl, the indication of the girl doesn't do anything. The girl doesn't show us who the real winner is. We can't say that as long as we can be mafasher and satisfy the people who missed out on the girl, so he's really supposed to be the winner. If a zayiv writes that the goyrol was not done according to the way it was supposed to be done, the entire goyrol is batel mevutel, and there's no relevance to the way the goyrol was made, and there's no relevance to the real winner. Therefore, even though the person who was gypped and was left out of the goyrol is happy to take a buyout, he's happy to be satisfied with a cash gift. However, it's not fair to the other people, because if it's a vite, because the girl was warped, this girl is null and void. We have to start from the beginning, and he references the Gemara in Kuvav that we paskin like Rav, that it's batel the whole machloikis. That when two brothers split up property, without the third brother being there, that division is not a good division. It's a division that has to be done again. And you can't say that since we can each give him half, let's keep the division alive, but rather we have to start from the beginning. And so Paskins and Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kufay and Hey, like Rav, and he says clearly, even though there's a case where we can each give the half of the field and satisfy Levi, still Shimon has a right to say that I'm not happy with what Reuven won, and I would like to do this girl again. So in our case, the individual that won the money has to return the tickets to the pot and start again and make a new goyrol and see who the real winner is going to be. It's kedai as an eitz toiva for any organization that's going to ever make a goyrol, a Chinese auction, or a different type of progressive lottery, or lottery for a car, or any type of auction or lottery that's done typically. It's kedai, very kedai for the Moisa to write a very clear disclaimer that anything and everything that's done through this lottery is going to be alpi the hashara and alpi, and if there's a mistake, it's beyond the Moisa is allowed to do whatever they want, because if that's not the case, many, many times there are problems and mistakes with the lottery, and sometimes they're irretrievable. You know, in this case, what would have happened should all the tickets that were put in been thrown in the garbage, and now they're irretrievable, so there would be no way of getting this goyrol and exercising it properly. So it's very, very kedai to write that everybody forgoes any claim they have as to the authenticity of the goyrol, and it's in the hands of the organization to do what they feel is fair, even if it doesn't coincide. And once everybody knows that, it's very clear, and people buy tickets based on that disclaimer, then the organization is basically potter. But if not, it could be there could be serious halachic ramifications and problems with any of these types of auctions and lotteries.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.